This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 23rd of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a clear and pleasant evening across Israel. Temperatures are mild, making it a lovely night to be out and about in cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Now, here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports the IDF killed a Hamas commander and struck a weapons production site near an aid center in Gaza, accusing Hamas of violating the ceasefire. Also, Walla reports that Israel and Syria have renewed negotiations after an attack, with a meeting between Mossad chief Roman Goffman and Syrian Foreign Minister Faisal Mekdad described as going well. Also this hour, Axios reveals that Syria and Israel are taking steps to ease tensions after the bombing of a Syrian airbase, with Syria calling the strike unjustified while Israel maintains its stance. Separately, JNS reports that Israel's cold peace with Egypt and Jordan is facing new regional strains amid shifting alliances, though shared interests remain intact. And finally, according to I-24 News, Syria's foreign minister expects Israel security talks, frozen since the Iran war, to resume soon. Here's what people are saying online. The Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs shared just minutes ago that Iranian hackers shut down a UK power plant for 4 days last month, a move highlighting Iran's cyber capabilities. Open source intel posted earlier today that Russia is reportedly ramping up covert sabotage against European defense plants, using local criminals and cryptocurrency to avoid drawing NATO's response. In a post from earlier, I-24 News English quoted Danny Ayalon criticizing U.S. envoy Tom Barrack's comments on the Golan Heights and Hezbollah, calling them a mockery of U.S. policy. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Gaza, the IDF's targeted strike comes amid ongoing tensions with Hamas. The Jerusalem Post details the recent military actions, emphasizing Israel's claim of Hamas repeatedly violating the ceasefire to rebuild its military. This development raises concerns about potential escalation in the region. Turning to the Syria-Israel negotiations, Walla notes that talks between Israeli and Syrian officials are a critical step toward reducing hostilities after the recent airbase strike. This dialogue indicates a possible thaw in relations, which could stabilize the broader Middle East. Meanwhile, the Axios report highlights the delicate balance Israel and Syria are attempting to strike following the controversial airbase bombing. The incident underscores the fragile nature of peace efforts in the region and the importance of continued diplomatic engagement. Turning to Israel's relations with Egypt and Jordan, JNS discusses the growing strains on Israel's peace agreements with these neighbors amidst regional shifts. Despite challenges, the country's mutual interests in security and economy could sustain their cooperation, according to analysts. Finally, I-24 News covers Syria's expectation that security talks with Israel will resume soon. The discussions have been stalled since the Iran conflict, but a resumption could mark a significant step toward regional stability. On the economic front, first, Globes reports that Amazon is struggling to gain a foothold in Israel's online retail market. Chinese platforms dominate, with AliExpress, Temu, and Shein capturing the majority of online orders. Separately, Kitech highlights AppsFlyer's recent securing of a $400 million credit line from Bank Leumi. This follows a significant transaction involving major companies like Google and Meta. And finally, Mariv Business comments on the ongoing airport crisis, noting that Netanyahu's attempts to shift blame have been transparent. The issue remains unresolved, impacting travel and logistics in Israel. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 10 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.